It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, what is the old saying in sports? Nothing good happens after midnight. At least when it comes to athletes, man. Now, we've all been young. I was in my 20s. I used to go to the club and everything like that. I get it. When you're young, you want to go out, you want to have some fun. However, guys, Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell, who was on pace for a very, very good rookie season before he got hurt. I believe he had something like 7 TDs and 700 yards on receiving in like 10 games. Yes, he was on pace for something like 1,100 yards receiving in his rookie season. Now, I believe the incident we're going to be talking about actually happened in Florida. I believe he's actually from Florida. And of course, he played at the University of Houston and with the Houston Texans in his rookie season. Well, Tank Dell got shot at a nightclub in Florida. I believe it was something like a mass shooting. I believe it was like 10 people got injured. Now, I'm not exactly sure if all 10 actually got shot, but apparently he was just a bystander. He wasn't involved in anything, but still, man, that is scary, man. That is scary. I believe he's only like 23 years old, somewhere around there, and he gets shot. I cannot imagine, man, getting shot. But what's more scary is the age of the person that actually shot him. The kid was 16 years old, man. How did a 16-year-old actually get into a nightclub? I don't know, man. I really don't. But let's go ahead and get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go, guys. This is on KPRC, the local Houston NBC station here. It says, Texans wide receiver Tank Dell suffers minor injuries in shooting, expected to make a full recovery. Wide receiver, a victim in mass shooting in Florida. So it did happen in Florida. That is where he's from. It says here, Texans wide receiver Tank Dell was shot Saturday night, sustaining minor wounds in Florida as an innocent bystander in a mass shooting at a nightclub. Dell has already been released from the hospital, thank God, Sunday, and is expected to make a full recovery. Dell was not involved in the altercation at Cabana Live and was caught in a crossfire. Florida police announced that a 16-year-old suspect has been taken into custody after the incident where 10 people, including Dell, a former University of Houston standout, suffered a non-life-threatening injury. Wow. So I'm taking this as 10 people got shot. That's crazy. The Texans are aware of the shooting and have been in communication with Dell. They actually put this out. Quote, we have been made aware that Tank Dell was a victim of a shooting in Sanford, Florida last night, the Texans said in a statement. He sustained a minor wound, but has been released from the hospital and he is in good spirits. We are in contact with him and his family and will provide more updates when appropriate. But we ask that you please respect his privacy at this time. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved in the incident. He was in Florida to visit his mother in his hometown of Daytona Beach. Okay, that's what I figured. I figured he was actually in his hometown right there. The Texans' dynamic wide receiver previously made a full and speedy recovery from a broken fibula that interrupted a strong rookie season. Yeah, he was on pace for a very good season with C.J. Stroud. Dale has been participating in the Texans' offseason conditioning program, participating in extra throwing sessions with Pro Bowl quarterback C.J. Stroud and extra training sessions with NFL trainer Justin Allen and private coach Devontae Diamond. Quote, he looks great, Stroud said. He's gotten a lot better mentally, I think, for both of us. Really, all of the rookies coming into year two, everything is starting to slow down and the wheels aren't turning so much in your head. You're starting to play ball. Being able to throw with him in L.A. was really big. Man, even right here, it mentions what he was actually on pace for before he got injured. Dale was on track for 73 catches, just under 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns when he got hurt. Dale broke tight end Owen Daniels' rookie franchise record for TD catches. Yeah. So, man, I'm glad that he's okay, man. I am glad that he's okay, man, because one thing I got to say about the Texans, man, I believe they can make a run next year. I do. I'm not a Texans fan. Of course, I'm a Cowboys fan, man, but I think that C.J. Stroud, man, is special. I really, really do. It would not surprise me to see them in the AFC Championship game next season or maybe even the Super Bowl. Maybe even. As of right now, my preseason pick is the Bengals so far right now. Still early, you know, picking him because I do believe that Joe Burrow is a real deal. And I believe that Joe Burrow would have been in the Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt last season, man. Man, that is scary right there, man. Tank Dell, man. I would highly advise stay out the nightclubs, man. Stay out of nightclubs. You got injured last year. You came back. Now you got shot. Only a minor injury. And this is basically May now. So we're like a little over 2 months away from training camp. I'm glad that he's okay, man. I really am, man. I don't like to see these young people, man, go out there and get hurt. Now, granted, apparently he wasn't actually doing anything, but still, go home, man. Go home. You have a promising career to look forward to, and some moron 16-year-old start shooting. 10 people got injured. Man, luckily, you only had a minor injury, man. A minor injury, because you could have been killed, man. You could have been killed. But man, this is pretty wild right there, man. Tank Dell shot at a nightclub. Minor injury. I don't think they had to actually mention where he actually got shot at. But that's besides the point, man. It seems like he probably just got grazed by a bullet. But I don't even know how the other 9 people that got shot are actually doing. Man, this is wild, man. A 16-year-old in a nightclub pulls out a gun, starts shooting. Man, that's crazy, man. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.